Would you turn with me to Matthew 24? Hallelujah. Now, we're studying the end times. And we talked about there is going to be some difficult things happening. And it's real easy to just not pay any attention to those things and to avoid them in a sense, because it's a little scary. Let's face it, it is. Okay? But I want to tell you that the more that you study the scriptures, the better prepared you will be. Okay? And I think there is an overall omitting of the end times things in the church today. And I'm a little nervous about that. And I have felt the Holy Spirit putting this pressure and this weight on me about sharing these very things. And I've really put a lot of prayer to this. And frankly, I feel unequipped, like I don't have all the answers. And I don't. I don't. And the Bible doesn't give us all the answers when it comes to the end times. A lot of it has to do with prophecy and symbolism. So with things that are of prophetic, the only things that we can be absolutely sure of are things that have been prophesied and have been fulfilled, right? Until it's fulfilled, you're just kind of watching. And maybe you're hoping and you're praying about it, but you're just kind of sitting back and you're kind of watching these things. And you know, when the birth of the Savior was prophesied hundreds of years before it ever happened. And even when it did happen, a lot of them didn't recognize it, did they? And we don't want that to happen to us when these signs begin to happen. We don't want to miss them, okay? Now, some of them will be blatantly obvious. Others might have to be purposefully focused on and paid a little bit more attention to, okay? And so in Matthew 24, I was trying to, excuse me, I was trying to just pick out a few scriptures here and there to save some time and stuff. That's out the window in Matthew 24, because every word of it is pertaining to what we're talking about here, okay? And so I'm just going to ask you to be patient with me, because we're just going to read through this, okay? Now, one thing that I want to make mention of is that the book of Revelation, if you look at the name of it, Revelation is a revealing, okay? And much of the end times is spoken about in Revelation, most of it, all right? Daniel also has quite a bit of end times. Ezekiel, some Thessalonians has some in there as well, you know, as well as Matthew. And but Revelation itself is a revealing of Jesus Christ to John, okay? And the end times needs to be viewed through this lens of Jesus revealing himself. He's showing the whole world who he is. Okay? And the things that were prophesied hundreds, even thousands of years ago are now being fulfilled. In our lifetimes, they're being fulfilled. Okay? And so one of the places that we can watch these things is the news, unfortunately. You know? But as you watch world events, you know, keep your eyes on Israel. Watch what's happening with Israel. And as we learned in when Abraham was called by God, you know, and God made him this promise. And part of that promise said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And so we've spoken before, we want ourselves to be on the side of Israel, always and forever. Okay? God, Abraham kind of represents Israel. Okay? And So we want to be watchful of what's going on with Israel in the world news. Okay? And it seems like everybody hates Israel. Israel's like the thorn in everybody's side. They're the problem. We need to get rid of these Jews. Okay? Who was it? Mussolini killed, what, 8 or 9 million Jews. More than Hitler, if you can believe that. All right? We see the Holocaust, and we think, oh, my God, how could this happen? And 6 million, I think it was 6 million Jews lost their lives in the Holocaust, okay? And then some people today, they'll tell you, the Holocaust never happened. I saw somebody on Facebook within the last year, I'll say, that said the Holocaust never happened. It's all a big lie. Dude, are you out of your mind? Come on. But before even Hitler came to power, or was it Stalin? I forget, Mussolini or Stalin. One of those guys was responsible for the killing of more Jews than Hitler himself. Okay? And so we need to make sure that we are on the side of Israel. Okay? Now, the completion of God's plan is being made known to us. All right? And so we are to be watchful and alert and prepared. And I want you to just follow with me. And what I want to do is we're going to follow some signs today. When we go on vacation or we travel, we're watching signs or we're paying attention to our GPS or we got the road atlas out or whatever, you know, our maps, and we're trying to follow where we're supposed to be going. And so these routes that we're supposed to follow, they're signs that tell us, this is your exit. I'm looking for exit 23, so you're kind of watching everything that goes by, and you're making sure you're on the right side of tractor trailers so you don't miss your exit. Okay? You're making sure you're not talking too much or you miss your, that was our exit right there. I know you guys do that. I don't do that. So, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of compile a list of signs. Signs are things that you're looking for that are going to be coming that are going to point you in the right direction. Okay? So we're going to make a list of signs that are mentioned in chapter 24 of Matthew. Here we go. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. "Do you see all these things?" he asked. "I tell you the truth, not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Okay? So there's the question. What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Okay? And so Jesus answered them. And the first thing that he mentions is deception. In that, watch out that no one deceives you. Okay? So the first sign that we're going to be looking for is deception. Okay? "For many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." Okay? Verse 6, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars." So we're just beginning our list now. So we got deception, we got wars and rumors of wars. But it says, "See to it that you are not alarmed." Now, this is something that's a little bit difficult, isn't it? Because when we're talking about the end times and we're talking about nation rising against nation and all these things and persecution, it's a little unsettling. Frankly, it's a little alarming. It makes you nervous. It kind of makes your stomach churn a little bit. But let's use that discomfort that we feel to motivate us. Okay? If that discomfort creates fear in us that is unwarranted, that's not helpful. But if that little bit of fear, that unsettlingness in our stomachs motivates us to prepare and to be alert and to watch, that is accomplishing its purpose. Okay? Let's continue on. See to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. So it's not going to be right yet. Verse 7, here's another one. Nation will rise against nation. The next one, adding to our list. Next, kingdom against kingdom. So there's going to be a lot of fighting between the nations. We already see a lot of that, don't we? Kingdom against kingdom, okay? We're probably going to begin to see more, okay? Probably a lot more, unfortunately, okay? There will be famines and earthquakes. Bill, you're awesome. Thanks for putting this stuff together for me. So famines and earthquakes in various places. We're seeing more and more earthquakes, aren't we? And famines and things in other parts of the world, and it's difficult to see. Verse 8, all these are the beginning of birth pains. Just the beginning of birth pains. Okay? So as the earth rumbles and all these nations are rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom and all these things, and people are coming claiming, I am the Christ. And you know what? They may not say that. I don't know. Okay? That's hard to say. But they're going to want you to believe it. Okay? You remember David Koresh? You remember his name? Back in Waco, Texas. Back in the 80s, I think it was, wasn't it? What a mess. What a mess. Yeah, what was the other guy's name? Jones, yeah. Same thing. What a mess. And people, if you talk to those people, man, they were positive. This is the guy. This is the guy. You know, to us, it's like, what? Really? You know? I'm not the guy. Jesus said, as lightning is visible, that lightning that is visible in the east is also visible in the west. You get the idea. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Everybody's going to know. There's going to be no doubt about it. So don't, and it says that, don't, when they say to you, here he is in the inner room, he's over in this place over here, he's over in Waco, Texas, come and look. Don't even bother. It's not him. Right? Let's keep going. Verse 9. Okay, talk about uncomfortable. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. Now, this is not my idea of blessings. Okay? Now, trust me, I want the blessings of God. All right? I really want the blessings of God, and I'm willing to obey God, because I know that when I obey God and his word and I walk in it, that blessings are just a natural occurrence. They just come. But being persecuted and put to death, not my idea of a good day. Okay? That's not something I want to endure or have others that I love endure. And it continues, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. So because of the name Jesus, because of the God that we serve, we're going to be hated by everybody else. You want to know why? Because the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is, we talked about this the first time, really exclusive language, okay? There is no other name given under heaven by which men must be saved, okay? That's exclusive language, and people don't like it. Don't tell me that your way is the only way, okay? And there is probably going to come a time when this a uniting of nations is going to be occurring, okay? And it may take place after another huge war that may happen in the world, maybe another world war. We don't know. We're just kind of speculating, but it makes sense, I think. God forbid. okay, where people are primed and ready for this peace and safety that we hear about, okay? Remember, the Bible says, when people are crying peace, peace and safety, beware, destruction is right around the corner, okay? And so it would seem like possible, wouldn't it, that after a world war, when people are just so tired of fighting, that, okay, I'll give it up. I'll give up my beliefs. I'll give up this and that. And pretty soon it would kind of usher in this new world order, wouldn't you think? And in order to keep peace and everybody's safe. Okay? And it would also seem very possible that at this time, the Bible talks about a false prophet that's going to be coming. Okay? And it would seem also possible that this false prophet could become like a world leader in a one world religion, where each of the religions is kind of dropping stuff that they can't agree upon and just watering everything down until there's something that kind of pretty much everybody can read. Okay? And so, in a sense, the Christians would have to give up what they believe about the Word of God. And that language, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. That's exclusive. And so everybody's going to hate us, hate the Christians, because of the God that we serve. That is going to be unacceptable. If you're not willing to give up for peace, you don't want peace. You're a warmonger. You're angry all the time. You're accusive. We don't want that kind of stuff in the world today. That doesn't belong anymore. This is a new world order. This is the way things are going to go. Can you see how that would make sense? All right? Now listen, this is just possibilities, okay, that I'm telling you. Possibilities that make sense, but we can't say for sure. And so what do? So we watch. Okay? Let's keep reading. Verse 10, at that time, many will turn away from the faith. There's another one. And will betray and hate each other. Many false prophets, there it is again, will appear and deceive many people. Okay, so our list is beginning to get some population here. Our list is getting longer and fatter and bigger. Verse 12, because of what? The increase of wickedness, the love of a few will grow cold. No, the love of most. That's a little bit more specific. The love of most will grow cold. Okay? And it's because of the increase of wickedness in those days. It's going to be too costly, if you will, to adhere to the Word of God. It's going to be costly. All right, let's keep going. Verse 13, here's a breath of fresh air. Me and Dad were talking yesterday, and some these things are really uncomfortable, you know, and it's a lot of weight, in a sense, to be carrying. And so here is a breath for you. It says, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Can everybody just kind of breathe in? Let it out. Ooh, okay. Okay? So we got all these kind of things that we're going to be expecting here to happen that are kind of like not so good. All right? But it says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves his people. He adores his people. God loved the world so much, that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 14, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. I was talking to brother and sister Calix, Edna and Luis, this morning about when they went to Guatemala recently. And I want to make sure that we get this video that we've got ready shown on a Sunday morning so that you can see the amount of people in Guatemala that are parading through the streets at this celebration. It's amazing for you to And so when it talks about this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world. That gospel is being preached in Guatemala as we speak. In all those little jungles, villages, Guatemala, where there's no running water and there's no electricity. So a lot of them now are getting where they can get electricity. And last time I was there, one even had a cell phone. I couldn't believe it. But the gospel is being preached. And these precious people, they love God. They love our Jesus. And you can tell. You can tell. And they're just so grateful, so thankful. And they love Alabama. And they love Dad. And they know that we're praying for them. So let's, and it says, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Verse 15. So when we see standing in the holy place, now quotes, notice the quotes, the abomination that causes desolation spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Now let's just stop there for a moment. Let's regroup a little bit. So this abomination that causes desolation is going to be something in Daniel. If you want to just turn there with me, Daniel 9, 27. It says, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to the sacrifice and the offering. All right, this is something that the Jews do. Israel is very familiar with the sacrifice and the offering. He will put an end to this, and on a wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. Okay? Now, right now, if I'm not mistaken, there is no temple. And so they've been talking a long time about building a temple. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that the temple, what do you call them? The papers that are drawn up before an actual building is done. What do you call them? Blueprints. So like the blueprints are finished, I think I heard. Don't quote me on that, but I think I heard that. The blueprints are already, everything's ready to go. Okay? But there's fighting between Israel and Palestine about this section of land. And everybody in the world wants Israel to give up this section of land that belongs to them. And because they won't do it, everybody hates them for it. We want peace so bad, we want you to give up what's yours. Okay? And every way that it works out, Senator Kerry, John Kerry, has been working with Israel for nearly a whole year now, 10 months maybe, trying to get this peace thing worked out between them, and nothing happened. So this peace treaty that's supposed to come has not happened yet. When it does, watch out. Keep your eyes on them, okay? So anyways, so this abomination that causes desolation is going to be doing something in the temple. He's going to proclaim himself as God. Now, whether he's going to say, I'm God, worship me, or he just makes you do that, all right? A trap to make people do that, we don't know. Okay? But somebody, this Antichrist, is going to be set himself up in the temple. Okay? And it's not going to be good. So back to Matthew 24 in verse 15. So when you see standing in the holy place, the temple, the inner part of the temple, the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Verse 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in the winter or on the Sabbath. I don't like that stuff. That's scary. I don't want to hear stuff about people running for their lives if it were. Okay? So he's saying here, Who's saying this? Yes. Okay? Take note of that. All right? Let the reader understand. So it gives this sense of really urgency, like don't go, if you're out working, don't go back to your house to get your stuff. Okay? If you are doing something else, don't go back. All right? Flee to the mountains. Okay? It's going to be difficult for mothers with young children. All right? And we know how cold it is around here right now. And we're kind of huddling up and staying in when we can. And it's tough. It's a tough life to live where there's cold like this. You know, we've kind of made it work. We know what we have to do to live and survive, but it's not easy. Okay, so can you imagine how difficult it's going to be if it is in the winter when it says, pray that your flight does not take place in the winter or on the Sabbath. All right? Let's continue. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now. Okay, that's kind of another sign. A time of distress that is unequaled by any other time ever. And never to be equaled again. Verse 22. If those days, here's another little breath. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect. Who's the elect? The Christians, the believers, the saints, yes. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Hallelujah for that. Okay? Verse 23, at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. 24, for false Christ and false prophets will appear and will perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. So, let me get this straight. People that are not Christians are going to have power to perform great signs and miracles? Wait a minute. I thought, so if it's not of God, who is it of then? The Antichrist, the devil, Satan himself, is giving these false prophets the power to perform these great signs and miracles. Do you know that Satan has great power as well? It's important for you to know your enemy. If you don't have respect for your enemy, those of you who have been in the service know this very well. If you don't have great respect for your enemy, you're bound to suffer for it. All right? So it's good to know your enemy. So, in these times when these false Christs and false prophets appear, they're going to be able to perform great signs and miracles that even for you and me, if we were to see that stuff, we don't see that all the time, do we? We hardly ever see it. And so for somebody that can do these things, it's going to be like, whoa, hey, maybe this... If you're not careful, it would be easy to believe a lie. It's going to be easy to follow after this person, and many people will. Many people will. That is why, friends, family, it is so important. So very important that we study this. Because if we don't know, we're going to be deceived. God does not want us to be deceived. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be prepared, to be alert, so that we're watching what? We're watching the signs. We're watching those signs. Okay? So today, we're learning some things to look for. All right? We're almost done here. Then Jesus, in verse 25, says, see, I have told you ahead of time. I've warned you. So when it happens, then you can say, oh, you know what? I remember that. I remember reading that with my own eyes. I remember hearing it in church. I remember hearing it in Sunday school, and so on. So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the desert, don't go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, don't believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Who's the Son of Man again? Okay, just checking. Verse 28, wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. And immediately after the distress of those days, here's another one, the sun will be darkened. And another one, the moon will not give its light. And another one, stars will fall from the sky. And finally another one, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. I'm going to end right there. And we'll pick this up next week. I hope that we're not going to close with a song, because I know that we went over a little bit today. So what I would like to do is just have you guys stand and let's just close with a word of prayer together, okay? I would like for you, this is how important this is. I see some of you, quite a few of you actually, taking notes. And I think that that's a good idea, because some of it, there's a lot of it, a lot of information that we're absorbing here. And so if you were to take notes, not that everything I have to say is important enough that you should take note of it, but if you can do that, if you can take notes on this stuff, take it home and read through the scriptures again and study it yourself, the next week you come back, you'll have a better handle on it. Does that make sense? Okay? So let's just close in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your word. For this roadmap, Lord, that you've given us, that we, your children, can be prepared. We are your flock, Lord. You're leading us. You're our shepherd. You're providing for us. You're caring for us, protecting us. Lord, help us to understand your word. Help us to watch for the signs. Help us to be ready and to be prepared. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.